Every day, two invisible enemies are slowly robbing Canadians of their quality of life. Their names are physical inactivity and unhealthy eating. This pair of enemies is putting Canadians at risk of developing serious chronic conditions, such as type 2 diabetes, some cancers, and heart disease. The statistics are frightening. 1/3 of all Canadian children are overweight or obese. Only 4.4% get the recommended amount of physical activity. 3 in 5 Canadians over the age of 20 suffer from a chronic disease. We've known about these enemies for some time. They comprise one of the greatest public health challenges today. But another real challenge is finding ways to get more Canadians more active, including the children and youth who are spending more and more time behind digital screens while sitting on couches. However, concerned citizens all over Canada are sparking new and creative ideas, ideas that empower people to make healthy choices and address major health concerns. I'm happy to say that Canada's Health Minister, Rona Ambrose, along with several partner organizations, recently launched an exciting new program called the Play Exchange. The Play Exchange is a first-time partnership between the Government of Canada and several other agencies. Its purpose is to ask innovative Canadians to submit their ideas on how we can be more active. Business and community leaders will work with the innovators to help develop their ideas and project proposals. The Play Exchange will choose Canadian judges to review all submissions and pick the top ideas. These top ideas will be showcased on national television in January 2015, when Canadians from across the country will have the chance to vote for what they think is the best idea. The winner will receive substantial funding to launch their project. Ms. Ambrose has an invitation to Canadians. I encourage everyone to participate in this unique initiative and look forward to supporting the winning idea with up to $1 million to implement their innovation. End of quote. There is a good reason for this project. Besides the statistics I've already quoted, a new study has shown that Canadian obesity rates are triple what they were 3 decades ago, with no sign of slowing. The study estimates that by 2019, the majority of adults in Saskatchewan, along with Newfoundland, Labrador, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Manitoba, will be overweight. The Play Exchange will accept applications until June 18, 2014. The winning idea will be judged and voted on and announced in January 2015, so allow me to add my voice to Ms. Ambrose's voice and encourage you to get active. Please visit www.playexchange.ca for more information and updates. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.